The name of our Lord is higher than any other. We thank God for such a beautiful song. Thank you again, Rabbi. May God bless you. Well, where is Rajiv? And Sandrine. I'd like to welcome Rajiv and Sandrine. I didn't know he was coming. And because he's like my son, we will settle outside. Thank God that we are seeing them amongst us, and that shows how much they love us. And he knows with his wife that we love you so much, so much. But he's not going to preach, and this is a problem with me. So pray for me so I can get over it. Anyway, the Lord knows what we need, and we hope that we will hear his voice, not mine, today. And before we do anything else, let's bow our heads for a prayer. Father, we are so privileged to be at church today. This is where we'd like to be every Sunday morning. And we are thankful that we have the liberty to preach your word and to enjoy a couple, 3 hours together in fellowship, and then hearing a beautiful song and enjoying the voice of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you use the word to speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Rami, you did well. Thank you. I'd like to read a couple of verses, and they'll be here. I'd like to read from Romans chapter 8, verse 37. And the apostle writes, "But in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." This is the old King James version, which I like. Then from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, and Paul writes again, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in his triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma on the knowledge of him in every place." The Apostle Paul was exceedingly grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for the victories that he had in his ministry. And the experience of these victories gave him or equipped him to continue throughout his life. We find Paul always pointing to God as the source of all that is good in his life. He never gave up. He went through a lot. We're going to hear that. He never gave up. He never questioned his call at all. He never lost heart for the ministry. On the contrary, he persevered till the day he was called home. And that's why he wrote these words through by the Holy Spirit, and I want to share them with you. I have three words. One, Christ wants us to be more triumphant in our days of decision. In other words, this applies to all of us. If and when we had to make a decision, the Lord would like it to be a triumphant decision in our life, now and later. Life is made of decisions, like choices. Some of these decisions involve the free choice of opportunities that are open to each and every one of us. Other decisions we are confronted with in this life, the limit opportunities or alternatives, if you want to, that are open for us to choose from. And there are other decisions that confront us that we sometimes find ourselves, we have no choices, we have to make this decision, and we have or must do whatever we need to do at this time. The decisions we make, listen to me, from day to day determine our future. Whatever decision you make today, it will affect your future and mine. Please, please remember these words. And where we are today, each one of us, is largely the result of the decisions we made yesterday. We are confronted with many, many doors of opportunity. Some of these doors lead to success. Some others lead to failure. I hate to say defeat. So many times we feel we are defeated. But not for long, because our Savior has defeated Satan for good. And the Lord doesn't like to see us defeated. Defeatism angers the Lord. Let us never, if we fall into that choice or decision that we have made, let us get up and go, because God wants us to go forward. The Lord said here, Christ wants us to be more triumphant. We need to live as liberated Christians, knowing that all things that happen to us, that we go through, they leave us more victorious than we were before. It is, believe me, it is of tremendous importance that we always should always look at Christ, who is always standing around the corner to give us guidance, to give us counsel, to help us go through life. Sometimes it looks very dark and we don't know what to do. Have you been in this situation? You don't know what to do. And you start digging, asking maybe your husband or your wife, or seeking a friend. And we forget there is a higher person we can ask, we can seek, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he, as we read, okay, who always leads us in his triumph. Christians, whenever you put into a situation where you don't know with regards to a job, with regards to a situation at work, maybe at home, and you don't know what to do, well, lift up your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is there to make you a triumphant person, to give you victory, to give you light, which way to go. And also don't forget to ask for advice from the elders, from the counselors in your church, and guess what? That will help you a lot in your life. Christ wants us to be more triumphant, more victorious in our days of decision. So before we make any decision, I ask that go slow, seek the Lord, seek counsel, and the Lord will honor what you have done, and he will guide you through this dark life. That's one. Again, do not forget, before I move, do not forget to take the word of God. And this is the greatest counsel you can have. The greatest person to lead you and help you and guide you through this dark life. The word of God gives guidance. Trust me. The word of God opens the door for you, and it will lighten up this dark alley before you and take you by the hand and lead you. Then you look back when you follow the word of God. There will never be a better way to lead you than the word of God. It'll navigate you through this dark life. Read it, study it, enjoy it, and follow it. Dear ones, life at its fullest, ends all too soon. As you pass across the stage of history, you have but one chance to get the most out of life and exit this world with the reputation that your most achievement was your decision to take Christ as your Savior. If you have not been saved yet, if you did not experience the joy of giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I invite you this morning, I invite you to give him everything, your life and all. And guess what? Then you'll be able to live a triumphant life. Remember the opportunities that come your way. And did you seize these opportunities? I hope you do in the light of the Word of God. We have college students, we have high school students, and the high schools are upstairs, but I tell you this, young people, most of you are young, college students, high school students, your future depends on the decision you make today. Take advantage. Seek the Lord and His Word, and you will never go wrong at all. Ephesians chapter 15, chapter 2, 15 and 16 verses. Therefore, be careful how you walk in this life, not as unwise men and women, but wise, making the most of your time. This is the time to seize the opportunities and decide for your future. And be careful how you decide. Because what you do now, as we said, it will affect your future. And one word, if you decide, and should you decide, if you are not a safe person, should you decide to follow Jesus, should you decide to give Him your life, your heart, should you decide to say, I give you myself, I will walk with you, Lord Jesus, you know what? That decision, that minute, that hour, that year, you will never regret anything, because your life will have a new dimension and you will start enjoying life the way God wanted it to be. Second word, Christ wants us to triumph in the days of difficulty. Well, let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer me. Do we have some difficult days? Did you experience some difficulties in this life? Some people have the mistaken idea that if they trust Jesus Christ and try to do what is right, stay with me, they will never have any great difficulties in life. Well, my answer, wrong. Wrong. It does not take long for this, allow me to say, illusion to be completely shattered. There is nothing in the Bible to give us the impression that all will be rosy and peaceful if we will simply have faith in God and to do the best you can. Perhaps no one has ever suffered much because of his faithfulness to God as did the Apostle Paul. I want to read a few things in 2 Corinthians, then you will know how much he suffered. 2 Corinthians, if you open your Bible, chapter 11. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. We're going to get it. Verses. Let's take it from verse 24. Verse 24, if you're with me. It says, five times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. Excuse me. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. Wow. A night and a day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys in dangers, from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. Was that a rosy life? I don't want to get you depressed. No. Remember, the life of a Christian, surrendered Christian, is a life of victory all the time. Over all this. Now, he discovered early in his ministry that being a follower of Jesus Christ did not immunize him. He did not have immunity, right? Okay, from hardship and suffering. He knew that Jesus was with him all the way. They stoned him and left him for dead on the streets. But the Lord raised him up and went back to work for Jesus. And there is no place in the Bible that we are exempted from going through some difficulties in life. As we said in the future, there are days of difficulty. He also discovered that the grace of God will maintain him all the way. The grace of God gave him strength that he was able to surrender. And he continued till the end of the journey. He never gave up. And then finally he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. We're not exempted. There will be difficulties. Sometimes there'll be illnesses. We experience things we never experienced before. Say, why me? Why not me? He knows. We know that all things work together for good to them love the Lord. He never gave up. He said, yes, I can do it. And I will do it. And he did it. And at the end of his life, what did he say? I have fought. What? Mediocrity? A good fight. Christians, do not lose heart. Continue till the end. He was looking for that crown when he is called, his name is called, to wear it and sit at the feet of Jesus. Third word, he wants to cause us to triumph in our days of defeat. When you're completely, you lost heart and you sit down and you start crying and said, wow, I'm defeated. You know what? There are many examples in the Bible that will encourage us and will show us that we are more than victorious in Jesus Christ. Joseph is an example who experienced some serious defeats. Don't you agree? Yet God was at work to help him taste victory. Joseph had a firm faith in God. He had integrity. He had personal purity. Instead of remaining throughout all of his life as a slave, because God was involved in his life, and he will not leave his own, but triumphant over any circumstance they leave. He was a prisoner. From prison, he was promoted to become the prime minister of Egypt when Egypt was in its greatest glory. Did he die as a slave? Did he die in jail? Did he die in misery and defeat? This is not God's way for your life. If you give your life to Jesus Christ, and if your life is consecrated to him, you will never see the day of that defeat. You will rise up, and God will take you by the hand and will show you through the gates what a life you have in the future. Was Daniel a man of God? Oh, everybody, we will say that. He was taken captive. He was a captive in the land of Babylon. Instead of giving way to despair and defeat, he determined to be faithful to his God. He didn't want even to taste their food. He said, we know what to eat. And it's mentioned, which is my favorite meal, it's mentioned, what? Vegetables. You eater of meat, okay, God bless you. And give you good life. But he stayed with his three friends. He said, we'll eat vegetables. The Bible mentions vegetables. But the thing of it is, he determined to be faithful to God. Do you think God will honor this? Of course. God honored it. And God used this man. And he eventually became second only to the king of the country. What you do today determines your future, what you will be in the future. Young people, please listen to me. And believers, let us not lose heart. It's destined for us to succeed because Jesus Christ said he will walk with us for a triumphant life afterwards. All, and many people, let me say, okay, time is up. Okay, many people walked with God. Take Moses, take Joshua, take Gideon, David, Peter, Paul, the disciples, many prophets, many speakers, many today are standing, many preachers are standing behind their pulpits preaching the word of God. May God bless them all. And may God use his word to save souls everywhere. And this is all these who honored God. God is honor them and will honor them until the trumpet sounds, Dean, and we shall be here no more. Amen. Can you not join with the Apostle Paul in saying, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Question, are you a triumphant Christian? Don't walk defeated. It's time to confess your sin. Say, Lord, I don't want to be defeated. And then you rise up and start working for Christ. May God bless you. Bless his word. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to speak your word. And we thank you, Lord, for the people who hear it. Help us, Lord. Help us to apply it to our lives. And as we get ready to go to maybe home, maybe to our families, maybe to celebration, whatever it is, be with each and every one. And Lord, help us to know that we need to live a life, a victorious life, a life full of your joy in our hearts, as this man did. Paul. He, after all this, he writes, rejoice in the Lord. He was in prison. He says, rejoice. So help us. Help us to show the world your love. Help us to be true Christians everywhere we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.